You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why is the disposable vape ban a good thing?
The Foundation believes it's a good thing because we know that the disposable vapes are incredibly popular with our youth, and that's been seen around the world as well. So a disposable ban on these vapes is going to be a positive thing.
How many youths are gaining access to disposable vapes?
Well, when you look at all of the surveys that have been done, probably conservatively, we're seeing around 20% of teens being regular vapers. That's sort of across New Zealand, but also internationally as well. So a significant amount. You could probably say one in five are regular vapers.
What are some of the health impacts amongst young people that we can already see as a result of disposable vapes?
So one of the biggest concerns around disposable vapes is, or has certainly been, the high nicotine content in the past, and it's good to see the government obviously restricting the nicotine content in these products across the board. That's going to be positive because nicotine, we know, is highly addictive, but it also does impact on brain activity, learning. That's the nicotine side of things. And then what else goes into the vapes can also affect the lungs and also, heart and circulatory system.
Is the ban on disposable vapes enough, or do you think that there's more that can be done?
No, there's definitely more that can be done. The disposable vape ban is positive, but we'd also like to see no more specialist vape retailers being set up around the country. We've got over 1,500 around the country. We also don't think that they need to be sold. Vapes need to be sold in dairies or supermarkets or petrol stations. And we'd also like to see no more advertising of the vape products themselves through the storefront windows. That would be a positive thing. And now, of course, that we do have teens addicted to these products, we need to invest in education and services to help teens quit that are actually addicted to their nicotine vapes.
Last question. The disposable vape ban is coming less than a month after the government reversed the ban on cigarette sales for people born after 2008. Why do you think that the government had a change of heart regarding youth nicotine consumption in this area?
Yeah, well, I think that there are two separate issues. New Zealand has been doing really well in getting our smoking rates down, but we know that there has been a big explosion in teen vaping. So I think that this is something that shows the government is taking the teen vaping epidemic we do have seriously. Vapes in Australia, nicotine vapes, that's been a prescription-only model for quite some time. So New Zealand's been really slow to enact regulations around vaping as a whole anyway.
So before we finish the interview, is there anything you'd like to close off with?
I think that it's a good opportunity to go on to our www.don'tgetsuckedin.co.nz website, because there's a lot of information, update on the regulation changes, also some information around how to support our youth to quit vaping, and some really good information on there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.